I'm going to move on to the next item, item I, Scowl Bay Fire Station Training Prop Relocation Plan. Consider, this agenda item is to consider directing the borough manager to develop a plan to relocate the Scowl Bay Fire Station training props to a site adjacent to Fire Station 1. This plan shall include a proposed timeline for move, detailed cost estimates for relocating the training van's burn tower and associated gear, estimated engineering and construction costs for a suitable pad at the fire station, one site and identification of potential funding options. The plan shall also include coordination with the required approval for the Department of Transportation if DOT does not grant approval for the proposed location. Staff shall immediately begin evaluation and planning for the alternative site. Do I have a motion to approve the plan for the relocation of the Scowl Bay training facilities?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Member Mucci, seconded by Member Valentine. Discussion. Member Mucci.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I put this on the agenda. I wanted to make sure that we were having a discussion with all the parties involved with the training props. And the training props, I have been told, are the six vans that are out there for smoke training, the two- or three-story training tower. And I think there might be other miscellaneous equipment out there, but I want to make sure that where these training props go has been suitably looked at to make sure it meets what the fire department needs and what they want. I know they can't have everything, but to me it makes sense to have all the fire training equipment next to Fire Station 1 up by on Haugen up there. So I just wanted it on there for discussion and throw it out there to see what the assembly wanted to do. Thank you.
Member Martin?
I kind of wonder if there'd be a way we could have a tour of all the properties in question, and I don't know if maybe a work session it would have to be to be kosher with the Open Meetings Act, but I just feel like I'm kind of blundering around. You know, I drive, do my little drive-by, or I talk to a fire department guy here and there, and I feel like we kind of need to blow this wide open and get informed.
Member Stanton Greger.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I see a little different than what Member Martin brought up. I actually see this more of as administrative issue. When at our last meeting, the borough manager had addressed that we were gonna have to move that training facility from Scowl Bay, and said he would get back to us when he'd vetted potential sites. So I'm a little, I don't know what the right word is, disappointed that it's on as an action item right now when we haven't heard back from the manager, because I know they were looking at 14th Street potentially and behind the fire hall. For myself, I think it would be, and Mr. Manager, I implore you to cut me off at any point if I'm speaking out of line, but to make a decision on, or give the manager a direction until these things have been thoroughly vetted, meaning is one site significantly more cost effective than the others? Meaning if we have to excavate muskeg, what will be cost be, water, you know, really run it into the ground so the manager can give us good data so that we can make our final decision. So I'll be voting no, but not because I don't potentially like that site, unless the manager can fill in me in afterwards, unless you have the data that you'd recommend this at this point, I wanna make sure we're getting all the data before we, I'd rather follow the administration's lead than us tell the administration what to do. So with that, I'll defer and see if the manager is going to tell me I'm way off base. Thank you.
Okay, to the manager.
Through the mayor. So what's occurred since I put it in my report to kind of let the assembly know what we were doing is we had Director Hankins go through a evaluation of the two sites, one at 14th Street, the other behind or adjacent to the Fire Station 1. I have some questions. I met with Director Hankins and Chief Byrd last week, kind of talked through those questions. I still have some that I need cleared out, just make sure before I can make a recommendation to the Assembly. As you heard, adjacent to the fire hall likely might be a very good location. I just want some answers to some of these numbers that make sense. And Director Hankins has done a good job on it. I just, I got it Thursday night from him, and Friday was the meeting with Chief Byrd and Director Hankins, and that was also Mayfest. So it's moving quickly. I'd like some answers on, just to go through the budget. There's some things that I think we should add to the budget that's currently existing. 14th Street appears to be more expensive than next to the fire hall, but I'm not sure that covers all the costs, but that's what my job is to go look at that. And but if the Assembly chooses to put it next to the fire hall and without any more evaluation, then that's up to you.
Other questions from the Assembly? Yeah, I'd like to weigh in on this one a little bit. Is that I attended a couple meetings on this one, and finding a piece of land that had the criteria that Director Hankins needed and the fire department needed was a little tough. And so I think that this particular action item needs not to go through for a couple reasons. Is that even the site at the fire hall or another one may not be the right location. And I think we need to give the manager and Director Hankins and Liz, a couple other people who have been involved with this, a chance to work this through and come back with a proposal. The other part of this is that just because, you know, maybe the, I hate to say what I'm gonna say, but I think we need to also look at the cost of this. And if it may not be the best site that, you know, that our fire folks want, but if we're talking $1 million, we've got a problem here because I don't know where the $1 million would come from right now. So we'd need a plan for the long run. And that's, I think, some of what the manager's looking at is some of the options. And so let me, if I can finish. Anyway, I think that We need to allow the manager to look at all options and other options that may come available along with Director Hankins and the team he has working on with Director Moreau and so forth. And with that, let me go to Member Valentine.
Thank you. This is going to go to Mr. Hankins there. Can you rank your top maybe three sites in the borough? I'm sure you've looked around by now, and you probably have an idea of where it may fit best.
Right now, I don't even have three. I got two.
Okay, I'll take
the two listed. We looked at another site, but I mean, it is considerably more expensive, mainly due to utility extension, and so it's a stretch, especially because we don't know where the money is coming from. Figures I've gathered so far are based off what I can gather from similar projects or information from another set of plans that we had made for that other location that turned out to be pretty expensive. So the volunteers, after I spoke with them, they like the Station 1 area. Every site has some challenges. The issue with that particular site is making sure that there is no interference with the airport and we don't want to affect their operations. However, I mean, I was thinking about it while we were doing it on Sunday. I mean, we just had the fish bake right at Sandy Beach in the flight path with jets coming in. And there was seemingly no conflict, and I would wager that the fish bake puts out as much smoke, if not more. Because it's not contained. So DOT tentatively doesn't see an issue with it, but they're going through their process. I think they said there's a 70-60 study that they do. I'm not a part of the FFA or I don't fly, so I have a loose understanding of what they need. with the 14th Street site, there is some utility extension because we don't have an existing building nearby with other facilities. I mean, that's part of the increased cost. You know, it's hard to tell a firefighter to go walk, you know, half a mile to the next bathroom, you know, at Outlook Park. I don't think that's fair, especially when they're out there giving their time for 2 hours of training and they got to spend a half hour of it just because they had to use the bathroom walking down the street. So if I had to rank our choices, we prefer Station 1, but and barring some specific revelation, 14th Street 2nd, certainly we can make either location work. It's really a question of what can we get funding for. There's currently zero funding allocated to this project.
So, thank you. You have looked around already, it seems like, with the manager, and it seems like Fire Station 1 seems to be the best. This is asking for us to get more details for Fire Station 1, so I don't see any issue with that. It's from what you just said, and I wasn't sure if I caught it, that you said DOT is okay or is not okay?
Tentatively, it's looking like it might be favorable. However, they are still working through their own process. I do not have a confirmed official stamped yes.
But that's mainly for the fire, the fire tower.
Correct.
Right, which Mr. Raleigh was talking about as well. So I don't see an issue with having a relocation plan for this to get actual costs. This seems right to me, and it seemed like it would be a good spot to be right next to Fire Station 1. So I like this. This seems good. Okay, thank you.
Member Schwartz.
So the manager, you're going to have to do this for whatever site anyway, aren't you? I mean, you're going to have to compare them, probably. You have to do this.
And that's my concern. I mean, the numbers that Director Hankins came up with shows 14th Street about $1.1 million to move things there. And Fire Station 1, when you add in cost of the stairs and stuff, some minor things that needed to be added to his cost estimate, $7,750 for Fire Station 1. Now, that does not include the tower. I don't know what that would cost, and his current plan doesn't show the tower on the plan. So I don't know if that changes the amount of land we'd have to dig out and backfill or not. But that would be equivalent if we moved it to 14th Street probably anyway. So, the reality is next to the fire hall is probably the best location. I just want to make sure, any numbers I give you are as close to accurate as we can make them, and I'm not sure we're there yet. But that's to get super accurate information, we probably have to hire an engineer. I'm not sure we need to go through that, mainly because we don't have the money. I mean, this for either site. And I explained that to Chief Byrd, which is both of these, if it went either way, it's really coming up with a broad-based number, putting it on a CAPSIS and a federal earmark list and hope that we get funded someday. Because until we get the money, or the assembly wants to take money from some other place, we can't do it anyway. So it wasn't a huge rush. I hate to sound, I'm like I'm lightening the impact of it. But because we can't do it, we don't have the money, there's not a big rush. It's just a matter of, making sure we work through those numbers so that I put them on a good report and say, hey, it's going to cost about $1.1 million or $1 million. Because we want a little bit more, because we don't know how long it would take a federal grant to come through. We probably want to overestimate a little bit. Anyway, that's all. It's nothing crazier than that.
Sorry, yeah. I didn't mean to. Okay, thank you. Clarify for me though. This needs to be moved by December.
Mm-hmm. Cool. You're the mayor.
So, right, it needs to be moved by December.
Correct. Well, when it has to be moved prior to the construction grading of Scow Bay occurs.
And if we don't do this?
We store it at the pole yard on 14th Street.
So instead of moving it twice, moving it once seems like it would save money, right? So that would...
No, not really. I mean, if you don't have the money to move it, you don't have the money to move. I mean, so for example, 14th Street, I think, what was it, Aaron? Like $300,000 for water and sewer on 14th Street? Was that give or take? I'm trying to do this from memory, so.
I got about 320,000.
Thank you. Yes. So that's the cost to put utilities at 14th Street. We don't have that money, and they can't relocate there until those utilities are done. Same with next to the fire hall. They has to be dug out and backfilled with rock. Again, we can't move it there until we have all that money. We don't have that money. So we're in for this, having to move it twice regardless, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Member Valentine?
I know we can get creative with money. I'm sure we could. And I'm sure that there are ways and there are people back there that have ideas that could do this, right? But I'm losing my train of thought. Come back to me. Thank you.
Member Mucci.
I understand it's a matter of money, but you know, the only reason this conversation is happening now is because we're getting ready to get that area ready for an economic development program out of Scow Bay. And there was a conversation at one time that the vans were going to be able to be moved out and moved back, and that conversation has changed. And so now we need to find a home for these training props or vans. And to say we don't have the money and we're just going to take these training vans and move them to a spot in the interim where they can't be used as training props, I think it does a disservice to the EMS and fire crew who have expressed interest in, you know, trying to save money, not being involved politically, but, you know, their priority is up at the fire hall. And if that seems to be a top item for the borough, I think we need to really look at that. And I, you know, this motion that I have is just to get some information on it. In the last several weeks, I haven't heard any discussions about alternative sites about where we were going to move this stuff. Now, if the 14th Street station, or if the move to 14th Street, or behind the wastewater, or next to the wastewater plant, I've heard conversation that, well, they're going to have access to that road that comes from the Tlingit-Haida subdivision. Well, if that's part of the process, then we need to make sure that we include that road building cost so that fire trucks can get from Fire Station 1 to the 14th Street.
Sorry to interrupt. I have no idea what you're talking about on a road from Tlingit-Haida.
Okay, well, that's fine. But okay. I'm just saying that, you know, Mr. Mayor, what I'm saying is that, you know, I have heard conversations about different departments having money to pay for cruise ship docks, this, that, the other. And we just passed a resolution last meeting saying the importance of the fire EMS. And I think they need to be included in the conversation. And as far as I could tell, they haven't been involved in the conversations until last Friday. And I want to make sure that they get what they need and that they get what we can afford.
Yeah. Member Stan Greger.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just briefly, because I feel like we're beating this in the ground a little bit. Just to be clear, I have absolutely zero issue with either the 14th Street or the fire hall location. The point of what I was saying was to let's let it sit and let the manager do his job and find out which is more cost effective before we rush into anything. We have time, and this isn't something that's going to take until September. I just I don't think it's appropriate for us to vote on this now when the manager hasn't fully vetted both sides. I we're out nothing to let it sit for a little bit. So again, if we end up at the fire hall, I'm great with it. I want to support our fire EMS any way I can. I just want to let our manager do his job so we can be prudent with the taxpayers, and I'm sure the manager will do that. Thank you.
Okay, Member Valentine.
Thank you, sorry. I just don't know, but if they needed to find money somewhere in the budget, does that have to come to the next budget reading, or would that be like a separate thing? Do they have to move capital projects in order to in the next reading, which is 2 weeks
from
now?
No, you can move that fast to
you
do
could,
that.
So it'd be like a special thing.
And the other part of that is that I think we need to also look for grants and other things once we get this ironed out. And I want to go back to a point I made. This motion directs everything to the fire hall area. I have a problem with that, because if there's other sites, we need to look at other options, not focus just on this. And that, I'll go back to what Member Stanton Gregor said, is that we need to allow the manager to do the homework and then come back to us. And going back to what Member Martin said, and maybe we do need some kind of a workshop at some later point, but if that's what the assembly feels. But I think we need to allow the manager to look at all the options along with the staff and come back.
Can't recognize you. Can't talk to the mayor.
Patient man. I don't see how this keeps you from doing both. I really don't. I don't see how this ties your hands in any way from looking at 14th Street as well. Gives direction for the fire hall, is what sounds like what the guys at the fire hall want. And then you're going to have to look at that 14th Street anyway. I mean, we're going to have to make a decision on this. It'd be nice to know what the positive and negative of each one is. And I don't see how this ties your hands. So that's my point.
Amend it. Member Martin.
So sorry to take up more time here, but I think in a way we're just getting started here. But this, refresh my memory, have we given the manager guidance yet on this? I get the impression we have, but I think it was more born of necessity from the harbor, the Scalp A project. But I don't recall ever giving the guidance that we would be interrupting.
Through the mayor. Actually, no, the assembly never gave guidance. I put it in a report to say, hey, this is a problem we've got that we're working through, just to keep you informed. And started the process with, I mean, Aaron and I and him on his own have been looking for sites for 4 months, 3 months, 2 months, I mean, a while. We run into all the same things. We didn't have any money to buy a lot. Lots aren't available. Forest Service at one point was interested in working with us, but they didn't want the training material. So it's been hard. Aaron, we found some money in his budget to pay Alan Murph to do some studies on Frederick Road. Came back at $1.1 million.
On Frederick Point Road, the minimum cost I think was $1.2 million, and the high was $2.1 million.
Yeah, so we were like, okay, that's not going to work. And then Aaron and I kind of stumbled on 14th Street, and he was thrilled. For that, we had not engaged with the fire department other than through the director at that point. He did that, and they came back and said, well, we would prefer next to the fire hall. So that became a big option. We looked at it. Aaron did a nice study on it, came back, with that one at 600 and something thousand, a couple of things I think we should add to make it more accurate. And 14th Street, maybe we've overestimated a couple things, but not by much, and it came in at $1.1 million. So clearly, next to the fire hall is gaining traction, because on the surface, it costs less. So that's what we're working on. I mean, it's not some member Mucci decided to put this on agenda. That's up to you guys. I didn't need an agenda item to keep doing what I said I was going to do, which is work through this and make sure I bring to the assembly, here's what we need to do. But I'll say it again. We have not budgeted any money for this. If the answer is we're going to take the money from some other fund, then assembly members need to speak up and say where you think that should come from. That's, again, a pretty big deal.
I have a follow-up here. I've heard enough. When I weigh in the morale and the recruiting of the volunteers and the use of their time on a Thursday night, I think the fire hall would have to be a lot more expensive than 14th Street. So I will be weighing that in my consideration. And maybe I'd like you to also, that if it's even close, the fire hall is vastly the preferred spot for me. So,
and through there, and I appreciate that, because I don't want to waste Aaron's time, my time, or any of the other staff evaluating a site that everybody's already said, no, we'd prefer next to the fire hall. I mean, because, you know, Aaron's done a good job on the, those numbers. There's some things missing that brings the price up a little bit, but not to the level of what 14th Street cost. So I'm okay with the fire hall location. I'm a little concerned that the assembly think there's an immediate solution to where the money's going to come from to do it, versus we would, the plan was to move the training material up to 14th Street where we have room to store things until such time that we can get the training location squared away for them. If the assembly wants to approach that differently, maybe a work session is the best thing. You have to talk through it because I don't know where to get $800,000 for this, for the fire stuff right now.
Member Nucci?
Yeah, thank you. This motion is not to discredit the 14th Street at all. This is the focus of this one agenda item. And I want to make sure that we look at that. And also we talk about the finances. One of the things in there is just to look at some of the other financial options of what the borough might have. One way or the other, they're going to have to move. They're going to have to move, and we're going to find the money somewhere to move them from point A to point B. And I'm not asking you to discount the 14th Street, but specifically, I just wanted that as an agenda item based on conversations that I have had with a lot of the officers within the fire department. Thank you.
Any other comments?
What is the motion? Oh, sorry.
We have this three-phase big project going on at Scal Bay, and there's $17 million appropriated for it from various sources, mostly the federal government. Still talking.
Pratt was talking.
Still talking.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So, the Harbor Department has this land that was originally given to the fire department, and now the fire department is being told that they have to move. So there's some tension going on in the background, and I feel like for the best interest of the community, we all need to kind of come together, and everybody needs to have a say in how we navigate and move forward. And I think that we need to consider, funding sources within the borough. And I think we all kind of know what we're talking about here. And maybe a work session is the way to go. I don't know. But it seems like there has been kind of a disconnect between, the fire hall people and maybe some administration. But in the last week or two, I feel like that has kind of fixed itself, and the conversation has been moving forward, and I feel confident in the manager producing something to come forward with. But at the same time, we can't really do anything because we don't have any funding source. So that's kind of the elephant in the room. I mean, the elephant in the room is the Harbor Department is the one that's kicking the fire hall out. So there's a lot of people that feel like the Harbor Department should be the one to help pay for the move. So throw it out there.
Any other comments? Clerk, please call the roll.
Did I hear the motion first?
Okay. Motion is, let me go back to it here. The motion is to consider to direct the borough manager to develop a plan to relocate Scal Bay Fire Station training props to a site adjacent to Fire Station 1. The plan should include a proposed timeline for the move, detailed cost estimates for relocating the training vans, burn tower, and associated gear, estimated engineering and construction costs for a suitable pad at Fire Station 1, identification of proposed funding options. The plan shall also include coordination with and required approval from DOT. If DOT does not grant approval for the proposed location, staff shall immediately begin evaluation and planning for an alternative site. And what this does is puts all the effort, essentially, in my mind, on Fire Station 1, not on any other options.
So
So I, just one more comment. I feel like all this is already occurring.
Yes.
So what are we doing by, what are we accomplishing by actually voting for this?
If you, a no vote in my mind would allow, we're still going to go forward and we still may need to have a some kind of a work session if the idea is to find more funding for it. That would have to come at a later date. But I think it needs to allow, the staff needs to be allowed to work both through these options and other ideas. Member Schwartz.
And I think a yes vote does the same thing.
Yes. Okay.
If you vote yes or no, the same thing is going to happen.
Mr. Mayor.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Mayor.
Oh, okay.
I've heard enough. I'd like to amend the motion to cease consideration of 14th Street.
Second.
Okay. There is a motion or amended motion here to cease the work looking at 14th Street. Is there any comment on that? Member Valentine.
Can you get some more clarification on ceasing? Now, does this include the possibility of storage or just to stop looking at it and then?
I would see it as a temporary site only at this point.
So the amendment says that we will stop looking at 14th Street as a temporary
site. No more time and money spent working on that site.
Got it. Okay.
Member Newman?
So for the manager is not spending any money other than his regular time. So this, whether we consider 14th Street or not, is not like an additional expense. We're not saving any money, right? But now we're considering one less option. And maybe it's an interim storage place. I kind of feel like maybe we still need to keep everything on the table.
And I didn't really want to jump back into this, but so what we're doing is Aaron and I are refining the report he's already done that shows Fire Station 1 is the best location. But I want it to be a little more accurate before I present it to the assembly. 14th Street is my plan is to use that as temporary storage for these because we don't have a funding solution. So we move everything to 14th Street so it's nice and safe and, you know, can't be used really, but they can do hose drills and I threw out some ideas on ladder drills, things that we could be done for training purposes. Not perfect. I clearly am not a fireman. But there are ideas that I ran by Chief Byrd and Director Hankins. Say, hey, could try some of this. I mean, how many businesses in town would love the fire department to come down and do some ladder drills against their building to, you know, see how that would, you know, it's great for the community to see that. I think we could make something work until we can find a funding source. My plan on the funding was to nail this down as far as the costs go to a little closer accurate that I could put in a grant request both to the state and to our federal government for the next year's, you know. But as I told Chief Byrd, it's a year and a half out. I mean, I want to be absolutely brutally honest. If you go the grant route, you're an hour and a year and a half before we could potentially get the money. If that's not fast enough for the fire department and the assembly, then yeah, the assembly needs to weigh in exactly where you want us to get the money from. So that's what I'm doing, short of whatever you guys decide elsewhere here. So again, Fire Station 1 looks like it's the favorite, not just of you guys, but of the firemen and also of the numbers that Aaron ran. But we want to make sure that's accurate. I don't want to give you something and say, well, Steve, you forgot the $50,000 stairway. Because that's not currently in the report. You know, I want it to be accurate. That's all I'm asking. Beyond that, funding is a big issue.
Other member Newman.
I just feel like we need to let the manager and Director Hankins do their job and bring to us the best information possible.
Member Stanton Gregor.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. This is more of a parliamentary question. It'd be easier if I was there, but this is actually for Clerk Regula on the amendment. And I'm going to defer to you because I can't quite wrap my brain around it. To me, it seems like it'd be cleaner to either vote yes or no on directing the manager to pursue the site adjacent to the fire hall, yay or nay, and go from there, or rather than amend to remove a site that's not even in the agenda item, 14th Street. Can I get your thoughts, Clerk Regula, from a parliamentary lens?
Yeah, I see your point. That would probably be simpler since it's not included in the original motion. It probably doesn't need to be mentioned to remove it.
Yeah, because 14th Street wasn't in there. And again, I'm just trying to think about, just to get it right, however we do it.
Okay. Member Mucci?
Yeah. To the amendment, you know, the 14th Street is not mentioned in this, in the motion. You know, and I, like I've said before, this motion is, it doesn't preclude anything about the 14th Street, but that the amendment, it just, while I understand where it's coming from, it's not part of this motion that I asked to have on there. So.
There led to a lot of discussion.
Can I do a point of order, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, go ahead, Member Stanton Greger.
So do we want to, whoever made the motion for the amendment, would they care to withdraw it, or do they want to proceed anyway and just take the original motion head on? It feels cleaner to me and Clerk Regula, but you're obviously the chair, and I'll follow your lead. I figured I'd get a ruling from you on how you want to proceed with that first.
Okay, I'm going to hold up here before. Member Martin made the motion, but Member Newman has a comment here.
Yeah, how do you make a motion for something that's not on the action item?
Yeah.
I'm going to keep my motion. I think it provides maximum clarity to the manager.
All right, I'm going to call the roll on the amended motion to remove the 14th Street site for any further looking.
Okay, Member Mucci?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
No.
Vice Mayor Stanton Greger?
No.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
No.
Member Newman?
No.
Mayor Lynn?
No. So the amended motion to remove the 14th Street site was defeated as five with two people voting for. And now I'm going back to the original motion on the Scow Bay, which I stated earlier, was to look at the details relative to fire station. Putting the site or the training facility at Fire Station 1. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Martin?
No.
Vice Mayor Stanton Greger?
No.
Member Newman?
No.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
No. And that motion fails. But I have to say is that the manager is still going to continue to look at these sites. And I will have I will put a discussion item on the next agenda to see whether or not, you know, the assembly would like to have a work session related to this and the funding at some further time.